Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:14 now, talking about influencer Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana political analyst, is one of them, and he joins us now. How you doing, Clancy?
I'm well, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay. You were influencing before influencing was influencing.
Well, you know,
that makes sense.
I've always resisted. No, I appreciate the kind words, but one of the things I've always sort of a little exercise I did whenever I sat down at the keyboard was to not think about whether I'm influencing or not, because if you to me, anybody who calls himself or herself or themselves an influencer is somebody I automatically tune out.
Yep, because you're trying to, definition, influence is what you. You know, Clancy.
Yeah,
let me just take a second on that. That's amazing how people sometimes will look at an influencer as a source for information when, in fact, you're kind of impeaching your own testimony because you just told me you're trying to influence me. And I'd never thought about it that way before. Not that I pay attention to influencers, but I think it's an interesting point.
No, I appreciate, you're right. And it's sort of like that old saying by Emerson, the louder he talked of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons, kind of thing.
Exactly. Or she offered her honor. No, we don't need to go there at all. Let's talk about the mayor.
I'm thinking of the W.C. Fields line. I fought for a lady's honor once. I almost got it, too.
There you go. All right. Let's talk about the mayor's race. Any surprises there or not? Now the qualifying's over with.
I didn't see any big surprises. Not in the mayor's race. I figured there would be a crowded field. My over and under was around 12, and we had 14 qualify. The four names that were considered, kind of well-known and established, there were some that I expected to qualify, like the perennial candidate and always entertaining Manny Chevrolet Bruno. And although Eileen Carter, that was a little bit of a surprise. This is a lady who was one of the co-directors of the recall movement. I didn't see her coming, so that was a little bit of a surprise. And her other co-director of that recall effort, Noonie Man, is running for, I think, the council. I forget if it's that law. I think it's one of the districts.
D.
B. No, not D. Not B.
D.
B. Baker.
Right.
D.
That's a D, yeah. D is in Dave. Oh,
I didn't hear. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bell's
in D is in Dubose.
There you go. Now I got. Oh. Now I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in that district. That's the district I live in fact. So I don't know. It's not really a surprise, but it's an unusual occurrence. It's been a long time since, at least in my memory, that a district council member got reelected without opposition. And I checked with one of my sources who's really good at researching and has a better memory than I've got because he's younger. We could not recall the last time somebody from District B, Baker, in this case Leslie Harris, was reelected without opposition. But it's a real testament to her, that she and that's a district that's normally pretty hotly contested. It's a very diverse district economically. You got Central City and you got the Garden District and you got the downtown area, all the economic infrastructure of the city, or not all of it, but a lot of it, not the French Quarter, but everything on the uptown side of Canal Street, the Superdome, the port, big portions of the port, and all of the big hotels, etc., and the tourism center and the arena and the convention center, all of that is in District B. And so, and she came back in without an opponent. And two other candidates on the ballot got reelected. Dr. Dwight McKenna, the coroner, even though his office has been involved in some lawsuits recently and did not, you know, succeed in defending them, but he was reelected without opposition. And the clerk of civil district court, Chelsea Napoleon, was also reelected without opposition. So that takes a couple of decisions off the table for voters. It makes the ballot three elections shorter, as it were, on October 11th. Not really a surprise to me for Dr. McKenna or for Ms. Napoleon. Those are not super high. The coroner's office is somewhat high profile, but the clerk of court's offices.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Are not typically high profile, but there is the criminal court clerk did draw some opposition. He has two opponents. Darren Lombard is the incumbent, and he's got two opponents. The other mild surprise was the size of the race in District E, which is the East and the Lower Nine. And you've got, I think, 11 candidates there. That's an open seat. That's the seat that Oliver Thomas is giving up. He could have run for re-election. He was not term limited there. He served only one term. But he's, of course, running for mayor. And you have 11 candidates in that race. That's wide open there. So,
what I'm Cindy Nguyen, is that, did she run one time? Was she in office for one term? Or does
she was in office for one term.
Okay. So she got one left.
She was. No. You're not. It's not like president, where you can only serve two terms, not necessarily in succession. On the council, you can serve two consecutive terms, sit out, and then run again.
I got
you. So she sought a second term last time, was defeated by Oliver Thomas in a runoff, and now she's running for that seat again. And you got some names in there that are known citywide, Cindy Nguyen being one of them. State Representative Jason Hughes is another one, and John D. Johnson, who served on the council and before that was a state senator and before that was a state rep, he qualified. So you got some fairly well-known names in that race.
We got to take a break. Refresh my memory real quick, though. Cindy Nguyen ran for re-election and lost or did not run?
She ran for re-election 4 years ago and lost to Oliver Thomas.
Gotcha. Yes. All right, 8:21, we'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about council at large when it comes to Orleans Parish and some other offices as well. Clancy Dubose, our friend, our guest, WWL Louisiana political analyst. Any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oconor Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Please don't ever text and drive, ever. But if you can safely do it, I'll pass your questions along. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 8:27 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana political analyst. I'll get it out. Let's talk about council at large. How does that run, Clancy? Are these two different seats that people are running for, or does everybody run for two seats and then the top two win? Tell me how that works.
Well, it's just like Jefferson Parish. They're separate seats. You qualify for one or the other. We used to have a system where it was a true jungle system where everybody ran for both seats and the top two people, but voters could vote for two, and it was a complicated system. If you got 25% of the vote plus one, that was considered a majority. And it was, you know, it just got to be too much math. So they split it several election cycles ago, which makes more sense because it makes them more accountable. You know?
Right. It got to be too much
individually
math.
Too much math, yeah.
So let's talk about Division One, Division Two. Everybody in Orleans Parish votes for one member for Division One, one for Division Two. It's not separated geographically, or is it?
Not geographically. They both run citywide. They're at large. Now, you have three people running in Division One. That is the seat that Helena Moreno is giving up to run for mayor. And I believe she's term limited anyway. But and so you have three candidates. two of them state representatives, Delisha Boyd, who was a state rep from Algiers, and Matthew Willard, who was a state representative from the Gentilly area, and then Matt Hill, Hispanic Republican, one of the few Republicans on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And in New Orleans, being overwhelmingly Democrat, the vast majority of candidates are Democrat. But you got some independents and no parties and a few Republicans scattered throughout here. So that's going to it's shaping up in the beginning as a contest between the two state reps, Delisha Boyd, as I mentioned, from Algiers, and Matt Willard from Gentilly. Colleagues in the House, but now adversaries or opponents vying for the same council-at-large seat. And then in Division 2, which is a seat with an incumbent, J.P. Morrell, he drew two opponents, both African-American males like himself, Kenneth Cutno, who has run before, and Gregory Manning, Reverend Gregory Manning, who ran for the Public Service Commission a few years back, the seat that was won by Devante Lewis. And Manning came pretty close to making the runoff, but didn't quite make it. And now he's making a bid for City Council at Large Division 2.
Real
and
quick.
Morrell, of course, has been high profile as chairman or alternating with Moreno, and he's running for re-election.
Real quick, only about 30 seconds left. When it comes to sheriff's races, I would think it'd be kind of awkward for Susan Hudson with a guy still on the loose, huh?
Yeah, and, she had suspended her campaign. She drew five opponents, a total of six folks in that race, including Michelle Woodfork, who's shaping up as the favorite right now, way out front, but also Edwin Shorty, who's the constable of Second City Court over in Algiers. He's running. He's got signs up and campaigning hard. So that's going to be a hard-fought race.
But as I say that, Clancy, really, and I'm going to run news a minute late here, sorry, but really, even if they do bring the last guy in, is that going to really make a difference or not, you think?
For Hudson, I doubt it.
Yeah.
She was in trouble before the jailbreak.
Right.
She's in bigger trouble now. She's got the steepest hill to climb of anyone other than maybe Manny Chevrolet Bruno. But Manny's not about, he's not worried about the steepness of the hill.
And there's some other candidates in that race that got some issues as well.
Yes.
We'll just let it go with that. Thank you, Clancy.
Thank you, Tommy.
Have a good week. All right, Clancy Dubos, pleasure as always, WWL Louisiana political analyst. We'll talk Pelicans when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.